Hey everybody, welcome to Different Seasons Podcast with your girl Quaya. This is the last episode of 2020. Oh my gosh, this year has been crazy. Okay, before I even get into it, I first want to thank all of my followers, all of my listeners, all the subscribers, all the support. Ever since I've been starting this podcast, I appreciate everybody. I never thought I would be able to do a podcast. I'm like the shy girl, but the episodes that I have done, slowly but surely, I have gotten out of that comfort zone. So I do want to thank all the support and all the encouraging words that I have gotten since I have been doing this podcast. It's not too many episodes, but just know in 2021, you guys will get an episode every Friday. So be on the lookout for that. At first, it was every other Friday because I was just, you know, starting out. But I was like, you know what? Let's do it different for next year. So you will be seeing slash listening to an episode every Friday. I will try to learn how to do the video thing. I'm not too, you know, good at that yet. But just know that you will definitely have an episode every Friday with a different topic. If you guys have any topic ideas, of course you guys can always hit me up on the Instagram, which is Different Seasons Brand. And also in my DM at Brains and Beauty, 2 underscores. So of course all that. So I first just wanted to say that. And then I also just wanted to make a couple announcements. Different Seasons is more than just a podcast. For those who do follow me on Instagram, which is on the Different Seasons brand, you can see that I also added a boutique now. So that is under the brand now. So I'm so excited. The clothing line slash boutique will be launching in 2 weeks, January 13th, 2021. So please be on the lookout for that. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. But I know that it's going to be successful. I know that I'm going to be successful. And my whole team, my staff, crew, we're going to be lit. Period. We are going to be lit. So definitely be on the lookout for that. If you guys are not following already, not following now, please follow Different Seasons brand. Also, if you click on the link on the Instagram and the bio, you can spin that wheel and you can also get a discount or you can get a free item. So spin that wheel and see what you get. So the boutique will be online. So it will be open January 13th. I'll give you more information as, you know, it gets closer to there to let you know the time and, you know, the website and all that stuff. Okay, so let's get into it. So first and foremost, of course, the biggest thing that happened this year was what? Coronavirus. Yeah, coronavirus had us down. Couldn't go nowhere, couldn't really do nothing, had to wear a mask, had to stay distance away from people that we were used to being with, you know, every other day, if not every other day. Definitely took a toll on us mentally, emotionally, and everything else. I know some people that actually had to take therapy because they felt so alone. I knew people that had suicide thoughts. You know, because we couldn't go nowhere. We really didn't have a social life like that. You know, and to tell America pretty much that we can't even touch or kiss or hug our loved ones, it was crazy. I know for myself, it was very hard for me. I'm not gonna lie. I know that I contemplated on also going to therapy because of that. It was very hard for me. It's still hard for me. You know, just last year at this time, I was out with my girls, getting ready for the new year. You know, I was living my best life, right? As we all were last year. This year definitely took a toll on us. So I just want to, you know, salute everybody God is, you know, still here, because it's a lot of people that lost their lives. And rest in peace to everybody that lost their life due to Corona this year. I definitely want to shout out all the frontline people, from the EMTs to the nurses to the CNAs, everybody. I'm actually a frontliner as well, which is I'm a nurse, so salute to me. But I didn't work as a nurse. I took a break. I could not do it. So for my people that have, I salute every single frontline person. You guys are the real heroes. You guys sacrifice your lives every single day. I salute you guys. I really, really do, from the bottom of my heart. So I definitely wanted to say that Corona did definitely take a toll out on us. So in the new year coming, you know, we're a couple days away from it. Let's continue to be strong. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to watch over our loved ones. And let's just try to beat this thing the best way that we can. I know it's hard on us mentally. I feel like it's more harder on us mentally more than anything. More than anything. Because you're alone. And don't let you be alone at home by yourself. And you don't stay with nobody, or you don't have kids. You know? So I can only imagine how those people feel. I got through it with my mom, with God, and my loved ones. That's the only way that I knew that I can get through this. Prayer worked for sure for me. And I also learned more about myself. I did more self-care for me. I did more self-love for me. I learned myself this year than I think I haven't in a while. Like this year, I just got a favorite color. Ain't that crazy? I just got a favorite color this year. All these years of living, never had a favorite color. And I learned my favorite color is purple and olive. Those are my two favorite colors. Like, I learned that just by getting to know me. But see, that says a lot about me, because that says, I'm not going to say that I'm not in tune with myself. But when you're so busy working and doing this and doing that, and you got to drop off this person, you got to pick up this person, you got to do errands, you got to do life. When do you have time to really just focus on you? You know, think about that. Think about, when was the last time you really sat there to focus on you? Self is everything. And that's actually going to be my first episode in 2021 on January 8th. Self. What is the meaning of it? We're going to get more into details about that in that episode when I do, you know, drop it on the 8th of January. But just kind of think about that question. What is self to you? When you hear self, the word, just self, S-E-L-F, what does it mean to you? Think about that. Another big thing that happened was the stimulus checks. Okay. Definitely have to say that, because you know we was getting that money. Okay. Now, was some people that was some frauds, though. There was some frauds out there. Okay. Some of them got caught. Don't do it again now. And of course, before 2020 ends, we get another one, y'all. Hey, so please, please use this money wisely. I don't want to see no more Gucci belts, no more Dolce & Gabbana. Please use it for something that's important. Invest it. Stocks. Make that money invest in yourself. Having a business. You know what I'm saying? Use this money wisely, y'all. Like, there's some people that I knew that had, like, all that money and didn't do nothing with it. And don't got nothing to show for it now. Because now they broke. So, please, when y'all get this money, please use it wisely. If it's saving up. If it's, saving up to buy a house or buying a car or paying some bills. Making sure your kids is good. Putting it into some stocks so we can stack up. Putting it into a business. Whatever you decide to do with your money, please do it wisely, y'all. Please, I'm begging y'all. Because we got to do better as a community. And I'm talking about the Black community. We have to do better. Period. So, be on the lookout for that, y'all. You know, make sure y'all check them accounts, because I know I'm be checking mine on the slate. Another big thing that happened was Kobe. Oh, rest in peace to Kobe and to his lovely daughter. We started off the year with losing him, right? In January. Ain't that crazy? And it's supposed to be a year next month since we lost Kobe. You know, and that I'm not going to speak for myself. For me, that took a toll on me because I grew up on Kobe. You know, like my mom, like she grew up on the, you know, the Magic Johnsons and the Larry Birds and, you know, all them, right? And the older ones. I grew up on Kobe. I grew up on Shaq. You know, them cats. So, for him to lose his life the way that he did with his daughter, ugh. So, we started off 2020 fucked up. Let's just call a spade a spade. 2020 was fucked up the first month. It ain't been right since the first month, okay? So, RIP to him. Black Lives Matter movement. Oh, my gosh. So many black people that we lost. Breonna Taylor. I still want justice for her. Period. George Floyd. I don't know this young man's name, but he got shot, I think, 17 and 18 times in LA, California, which I'm from Cali. Him, it's so many. I can't even think of all the names, and even the ones that we didn't even know about. You know, it was some that we didn't even know that got shot or that died from a police officer. This year definitely took a toll on us as a black community. And you saw the anger, you saw the rage, so many riots, so many protests, and continue. Don't continue to riot, y'all. Don't go to jail. But continue standing up. We all have a platform. Everybody that says, well, what can I do? Even people that are not black, you know, like I had one of my friends ask me when all that stuff was going down, well, what can I do? I said, you have a platform, right? Speak. And people think, oh, that ain't gonna do nothing. But you don't never know. We all have a platform, guys. We have social media. Hello? That's our platform. You know, our platform is our social media. Our platform is pictures that we can show. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. You name it, we have it. Come on, y'all. There's no way that not one of us don't have social media. If you have a social media, you have a platform. You have every right to speak, black or not. Period. Black lives do matter. Our black women matter. Our black men matter. So that definitely took a toll on me. Because Breonna Taylor could have been me. Or it could have been my sister. It could have been a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? Black Breonna Taylor was us, ladies. Whoever's listening out there, she was us. She was one of us. George Floyd could have been my grandpa, could have been my daddy, could have been my brother, could have been my uncle. Men, George Floyd and all the other men that lost their lives this year due to police could have been y'all or one of y'all family members. Same way with Breonna Taylor. We got to do better next year. And when I mean better, I just mean speak up more, protest, do what we have to do. Simple. I'm not going to get more into it. Because I'm going to get to talking, running my mouth, and a lot of people ain't going to like what I say. But let's do the basics and do more. Go harder, you know? And it's a lot that we have to do as a black community. And I don't want to, you know, really dig deep into it because that's a whole nother session that I will get into later on next year. Because I do want to take a, I do want to talk about a lot of things when it comes to our black people, but I will do that later on next year. Be on the lookout for that. But just know that I'm here. We're here, guys. And if you're here listening, we gotta do better. Simple. Let's see. It's so many other things that happened this year, but I can say for me, those were the highlights. Oh, and Black Panther. Oh my God. Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace to him, you know, rest in peace to him. So sad. So sad. Every celebrity, rapper, actor, actress, everybody that we lost this year, rest in peace to them. So sad, you know. And I think one thing that us as humans take for granted is waking up every day. We take that for granted. We never know when our last time is going to be here on earth. So please, guys, hug your love. Well, we can't hug, but tell your loved ones that you love them. You know, we get so hooked on this condition that we're in. You know, oh, I don't F with this person because they don't F with me and stuff like that. But if you really love that person, you tell that person. Stop having so much negative energy towards people. That's our problem now. We got so much negative energy towards people and hate towards one another, and we don't want one another to succeed. It shouldn't be like that. It's enough money out here for everybody. And I say that a lot. It's enough money out here for everybody, y'all. Don't ever forget that. So love your loved ones. If you see a dude that's going hard, salute him. Salute him. Like me and my circle of friends, and I don't have a lot, but in my circle of friends, I salute everybody. I'm congratulating everybody. I'm supporting everybody. I don't care what the ideas is. I'm supporting it. Why? Because at the end of the day, those are my friends, and I believe in them. Sometimes I believe in them more than they believe inside themselves. That's what we got to do for one another. Congratulate, support, encouraging words, wisdom. If you have wisdom, share it. Stop being stingy. Stop being selfish. It's enough money out here for everybody. And don't never feel like the market and whatever you're trying to do is saturated. You know why? Because they don't have a you in that market business. You dig what I'm saying? Let me say it again. Never think the marketplace is saturated. Why? Because they don't have a you in that market business. Hello. Okay. Go into 2021 with that mindset. You got a vision? Make it into a reality. You have goals? Conquer that shit. Do whatever y'all feel like y'all gotta do. And that's one of the reasons why I also named this podcast In the Boutique, Different Seasons. We all have a different season that we're going through in our life. But pretty much you so focused on what that season is for you, and you conquer it and accomplish it and don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. P. Diddy style. Y'all know I'm goofy, but in all seriousness, go hard for what you believe in. Because you don't want to sit there and be that person that says, what if? And that's going to be on your mind for the rest of your life because you were scared to go hard for what you believed in. Because you were so worried about what other people thought about you. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. Period. You go for what you want. I'm not trying to be all no motivational stuff. But I'm just saying, we need more of that though. We need more of us to tell each other we got it or you got it and we're going to do it right. It's simple. So make sure you guys go into 2021 with that mindset. Period. So other than that, you guys can DM me on the Different Seasons brand Instagram and tell me anything else that you guys feel like was an impact on your life in this 2020. I know it's a lot, but definitely I would love to hear comments or videos or anything like that. And hey, you could probably get featured also on the page. You know, if you would like to send a video or, you know, send a comment or just whatever, make sure that you send it to me. And if you want to name anonymous, you can. And I'll put you on the page. And, you know, that way you can be featured. You know, pretty much just telling me what you feel like was an impact for you in 2020. But I am going to get up out of here. Be safe. Please be safe. Keep your distance. Wear your mask. Wash your face and hands and everything else. But go into 2021 with a new mindset, goals, and manifest it. And I'm not talking about manifest it just because you say it out loud half of the time. That don't mean you're going to get it. Okay? Let's call a spade, y'all. Manifest it. And when you manifest it, you put an action behind that. Put an action behind that manifestation. Please. Because 2021, I'm going to speak that into existence. In 2021, my resolutions is being healthy. I need to get right. I ain't gonna lie. I need to get right, okay? Making sure my business is a success. And I'm gonna put action behind that. The same way I'm gonna put action behind me being healthy. Making sure my loved ones are good. I'm gonna put actions behind that. And I had another one, but I totally forgot. Don't blame me, y'all. Because I had four. Health. Business. Loved ones, oh, and my self-care. Hello. Because remember, self is everything. So if I'm not right, how is everything else going to be right? I got to be right first, right? I'm going to put action behind that. So anything that y'all want, put some actions behind that. Don't talk it. Put actions behind them words, too, so it can come to life. Because if you just sitting there thinking things is going to come to you just because you said it out loud, you a lost soul, baby. But it's okay. We got you. We're going to make sure that you're not a lost soul no more. So, like I said, thank y'all for rocking with me. 2020 has been a year, but 2021, we're going to conquer it, and we're going to go hard. And we are going to conquer and be greatness. And we are going to smash any obstacle that comes our way. Make sure that mental is strong, okay? So, thank y'all. Follow, subscribe, like, whatever y'all feel like I need to do. Like I said, you can hit me up on Different Seasons Brand, which is the Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook at Different Seasons. If you want to get in my DM, it is brains_ND_beauty, BEAUTII. Or if you want to send me an email, you definitely can do that too. At Different Seasons, at differentseasons.net. So, have a lovely, lovely day. Enjoy your New Year's with your loved ones. And I will see you guys in a new year. Peace out.